Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. This is Belinda Ellsworth, and I'll be your host today. I've got a great guest. Eric Hinman is with me today. Eric is a health and wellness, fashion and hospitality entrepreneur and angel investor. Eric is the co-founder of Urban Life Athletics, a fitness facility, as well as Original Grain, a healthy, fast casual restaurant, both of which are based in Syracuse, New York. Eric is also a partner at Fellow Gent, an aspirational new media company for wellness-minded men, and the Endurance Squad, an endurance coaching company for competitive endurance athletes. Championing and inventive disruptors in the fitness wellness space, Eric's portfolio of angel investments includes brands such as 10,000, Well, Fitner Technologies, and Swerve. Eric is also an investor in Verlaine, an acclaimed restaurant in West Hollywood. It is my pleasure to welcome Eric to our show.
Thank you, Belinda.
Hopefully I got all that. Is Verlaine correct?
You got all of that, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sometimes I go through those ahead of time and then I missed that one and I was like, oh, I hope this is right. So that's awesome.
You got it right.
All right. So Eric, let's just fill in some of the gaps from your bio. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey. Like, how did you get to this place today and all these amazing things that you're doing?
Sure. So right out of college, I started a property and casualty insurance agency, and my father gave me that opportunity. He basically told me to learn as I go, and I learned cold calling and sales through that business, where I was driving around upstate New York selling insurance to niche markets like campgrounds and marinas. And I did that for a seven-year period to build up a book of business and residual income and an asset. And that taught me a lot about how to structure a business, your first business, if you want to create your own destiny, where I was able to make this passive income stream. So, you know, no longer trading time for money. After 7 years, I was getting a little burned out from doing it. So I hired someone to manage the day-to-day and take over the customer service aspects of it. And then I got involved in a software business. I co-founded a company called Rounded in 2010, and Rounded, we were building mobile applications for clients across the country. That was my day-to-day from 2010 until 2014 when I sold my shares in the company. And my Instagram bio reads retired at 34, which means now I just do what I love to do day in and day out. And since 2014, I've just been starting businesses with operating partners and investing in different companies. So I co-own a couple restaurants in upstate New York, a fitness facility in upstate New York, and then I've invested in a number of consumer brands. And along the way, I've always been competitive against myself. I played three sports in high school. I was never an elite athlete by any means, but I always have sought self-improvement in whatever I'm doing. So in 2010, I picked up triathlon and competed in my first sprint distance triathlon then, and just became addicted to it's very similar to business in that your results are directly correlated to how much purposeful practice and hard work you put in. So I did a sprint triathlon and then wanted to improve in my time and wanted to see if I could do a Olympic distance triathlon. I did that and then signed up for a half Ironman. And then I wanted to see if I could do a full Ironman and ended up competing in 5 full Ironmans and qualifying twice for the Ironman World Championships. And through that, I built this following on social media. And the last 2 years, I've really just been capitalizing on having a personal brand now and working with dozens of consumer brands, promoting their products and services on social media. And it's essentially allowing me to just do what I love every single day, which is work out, adventure, travel, meet with other entrepreneurs, and create new ventures.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I hope that what people heard in that message is that you have to kind of learn, you have to try your hand at different things, but you also, different things will take you along different paths in your journey. That's the first thing that I hope people realize. You don't just decide this is what I'm going to do and then it all is like amazing and you have all these businesses. became experienced, you tried your hand, you kind of became involved in different things. But at the same time, it takes hard work, it takes consistency, and it sounds like you kind of mastered some of those things and then you went to the next thing because it was exciting. But I don't think anybody today wants to master anything before they start teaching it. And that's one of the biggest downfalls I'm seeing with online marketing today.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm a huge proponent of writing one chapter at a time, and you're going to write many chapters throughout life, but too many people try to write multiple chapters at the same time. So, you know, I was laser focused on the insurance business for 7 years. And then when that no longer served me, I hired someone to take over the day-to-day operations of it. And then I went all the way in on another venture. And I've done that with each different business. I think of things in chapters. And, you know, right now I'm laser focused on influencer marketing. That takes up 95% of my time, just basically broadcasting my own little reality TV show and trying to add value and inspiring people to chase perfect days. So yeah, I think it's so important to just like focus on one chapter. And I know we all want to accomplish a lot in life, but by focusing on one chapter at a time, that's the best way to accomplish anything.
Oh, wonderful. Now tell us a little bit about your business then and how it's shaped your lifestyle today.
Sure. So my current business is the personal brand, and it's doing the influencer marketing, specifically on Instagram. And I mean, it's allowing me to just live my life every day and doing things that I love, being around people that I enjoy being around and environments that I want to be. And I think that comes across to the brands that I'm working with. So it's not salesy when I'm doing sponsored posts for brands. It's just, you know, these are companies whose products and services I use on a regular basis. And I know the founders of most of the companies, and, you know, I want to move the needle for them, and I want to expose these great products and services to my following. So that's the business that I'm in now and so enjoying it. With everything else, I've learned that my big value add is early on. So it's creating something, it's creating a brand, it's putting the right people in place. That's my big value add. So while it sounds like I'm involved in a lot of things, my role in each of those is very small. It's just in the early creation phase, and I'm not involved operationally in anything. And even the influencer marketing stuff, I now have an agent who handles all of the contract negotiation and all of the invoicing, and I have a personal assistant that helps keep track that I'm fulfilling all of the obligations so that I can only do what I can do and I can do best, which is, you know, being out there, creating the content, living my life.
That is great. And I think that's an important piece. Is I love that you shared that, because a lot of people somehow feel like they need to do everything themselves, and they wait a little too long to maybe hire that person that's going to help them with this or to delegate certain responsibilities. And then you never get to really move on to the thing that you absolutely do best and is the most effective for your time. So I love that you pointed that out.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, one of the keys to success in life is figuring out your passions and purpose and figuring out what you can be one of the best in the world at and that you want to just do every single day so you can become the best at it, and just focusing on that and delegating, automating, or eliminating everything else, saying no a lot.
That's great. So tell us about a couple of the skill sets that you think you have that are like your outstanding skill sets that have helped you be super successful.
Sure. Connecting people. I'm a huge believer in meeting new people. I try to meet 2 to 3 new people every single day, and I connect those people with other people, and the world reciprocates. You know, they end up connecting me with other people, or, you know, something comes out of it. But honestly, I just like adding value. I love meeting new people, and I love connecting people where I see that, you know, the sum is going to be greater than the parts when two people are connected. So I would say that's my biggest skill set is, you know, meeting a lot of new people and then being able to connect them. And then ultimately I get connected to more people through that. And collecting dots. I'm a firm believer in collecting a lot of dots. And another skill would be the ability to eventually connect all of those dots that I collect to form something from it. And then to hyper-focus on something, to, you know, hyper-focus on one thing at a time.
I knew that focus was going to come in there because you had already talked about it a little bit. So I thought, surely he's going to touch on focusing.
Definitely. Focus is key. Focus is absolutely key in anything.
It really is. And so many people, it's an interesting thing. I have a whole training on this, but for men, it is one of their more natural skill sets and abilities is to focus. where women are such planners, and consequently that leads to more multitasking, and then it ends up being almost their enemy, like this multitasking, because they're always thinking about the multiple things they have to do that they never get laser focused. And I've sat down with so many men and seen their business plan and their strategy, and it's very clear, and it's very clear about like minute things like this daily activity that I'm going to continue to follow, their analytics and how they study the analytics every day to then create a different result. And women are much different. And I always say to women, if you could learn this great skill set that men possess, then it would be so much better for you in business. So that's one of the pieces of advice that I give to a lot of women.
Interesting.
It is interesting, but then their ability to plan and I think network. So for a lot of men, networking isn't one of their greater skill sets. So that's interesting that you possess both of those, which makes you extremely well-rounded. But I think women are typically much better at their networking skills, connecting the dots, introducing one person to another. We're nurturers by nature. So we want to do that. So typically, men have to really work at that skill set.
I'm fortunate.
All right. So tell us about one of your outstanding accomplishments. There's something that you're super proud of.
Definitely Ironman. I've completed 5 full Ironmans, and I qualified twice for the Ironman World Championships in Kona. And I placed around top 200 in the world in 2014 in Kona. And you know, that taught me so much. It taught me that if you execute on a regular basis and you're intentional with your actions, that as long as it, you know, something doesn't require some kind of genetic gift like height, or you can accomplish anything. So I really, really value that experience of being able to, you know, just the 10,000 hour rule, putting a ton of time into something, being very intentional with it, purposeful practice, and then being able to accomplish what most would deem, you know, just unfathomable and unreachable.
Very good. So then how about a challenge or obstacle that you faced and then how you worked through that?
So I've had a number of speed bumps in life, and I think the more speed bumps you have in life, the more you realize that it's just a speed bump. You know, it's going to suck in the moment, but you're going to get past it. You're going to look back, and it's not going to be a huge deal. So I'm actually going to bring one up that just happened on Thursday night last week. I flew to Mexico, and I was going through the airport. I gave my passport to the immigration officer, and I don't think she handed it back to me. I didn't realize that until I got to the hotel that I was staying at in Tulum, and I was going through my bags, and for some reason I just had the thought to check to make sure I still had my passport, and sure enough, I did not have my passport anymore. So I'm in a foreign country with no passport, and I'm freaking out. So I tried calling the airport to chat with Lost and Found. It was very, very difficult to get someone on the phone that spoke English, let alone get to the Lost and Found department. So then I'm presented with, you know, the option of getting this emergency passport so I can get back to America on Monday. And there were all sorts of hurdles in the way, from, you know, figuring out where to go, how to do it, to get passport photos, figuring out where the closest American consulate was, when they closed. And, you know, there was a lot of stress and anxiety around it, but I've dealt with enough hurdles in life to realize that, like, you just go through the steps, you flood your mind with positive thoughts, the glass is always half full, not half empty, and like, you're going to get over it. So, you know, everything worked out fine, and I knew it was going to be horrible on Friday in the moment, like losing one day of my planned trip to Tulum. But again, I just look at these things that in the moment, like, it's not going to be good, but I'll get over it. And some of the things that I do on a regular basis that I think has trained my mind for these things are, I sit in an infrared sauna for 50 minutes every single night, and I take an ice bath almost every single night in freezing cold water. And I really feel like it's a flu shot. You subject yourself to these good stressors so that when something else comes up in life, you don't have a panic attack. You don't, you know, it doesn't ruin your day. Your body has been subjected to so many good stressors that when a bad stressor comes along, you know how to react to it.
Wow, that's interesting. So you want to repeat that because that probably went by really quickly for a lot of people. So you take an ice bath every night?
I do. I have an hour and a half routine where I will sit in ice bath. So I'll buy 80 pounds of ice and fill my tub with cold water. I'll sit in there for 5 to 10 minutes, which I wouldn't recommend that long for someone doing it for the first time, maybe a minute or two. And then I'll go into my infrared sauna for about 30 minutes to warm back up. And I'll do 2 to 3 rounds of that. And I've been doing it now for 2 to 3 years. And the last 2 to 3 years, I never get sick. I feel great every morning when I wake up, even training high volume with CrossFit and Ironman. And I don't get stressed out anymore. I don't have anxiety. I'm never depressed. I just feel like by doing those things, it's really cured my mind of, you know, these modern illnesses that we have.
Now, had you read that, or did, is this a routine that you came up with, or?
It's a routine that I've come up with. I mean, I certainly know other high performers that do things like this. Wim Hof is probably the most popular example, but Tony Robbins does this, Tim Ferriss. A lot of high performers are getting into, you know, exposing their nervous system to extreme temperatures.
All right. So what's working from your happy place mean to you?
It means doing what I love every single day, having a lot of freedom and flexibility to just do what I love. So not trading time for money, only picking opportunities that weave in with my lifestyle or opportunities that will create more freedom and flexibility for me. I'm no longer chasing money. I'm chasing happiness and success. And happiness and success for me are doing those things I love day in and day out.
That is awesome. So what advice would you give to those wanting to be entrepreneurs or wanting that first maybe business venture, like when you first started out or even where you are today? So what kind of advice would you give?
Yeah, so I tell this to young entrepreneurs all the time. You're going to write thriving chapters and you're going to write some surviving chapters. But ultimately, if you have to write a surviving chapter, you want it to lead into a thriving chapter. So I was so fortunate that my father pointed me in the direction of passive income, residual income, and creating an asset. So picking an opportunity where you're building your own asset, you're making residual income, or eventually you're going to have passive income from doing something. That's what I tell entrepreneurs to start with. And, you know, it may not align with your passions and purpose to start. And if, you know, it doesn't, just make sure that you're creating something that's going to give you the freedom and flexibility to eventually do something that you are really passionate about. And then side hustle, you know, if you're doing something that you don't enjoy, but you have some particular hobby or something that you really want to do, start doing that on the side so that you can eventually do that full time and you can just monetize, you know, what you want to do every day. My other theme is don't plan too far ahead. Figure out what your perfect day is, figure out how to replicate it, and then figure out how to monetize a portion of it.
That is very good advice. So what are some exciting things that you're working on right now that you think maybe our listeners could benefit from?
Right now, I'm traveling a lot, so I put on these sweat crawls every month in different cities that I want to go to, and it's similar to a bar crawl, but with fitness studios. So I'll team up with, let's say, a CrossFit gym. I'll get together 50 people in the health and wellness industry in that city. We'll do a workout at that gym and then run to another boutique fitness facility, do a workout there. And a lot of the different brands that I'm working with, they sponsor the event, so everyone gets free gear. And it just helps build community in each of the cities that I'm going to. It's exposing people to these products and services, and it's building my network. That's one of, I think, the most important things you can do in life is just continually build your network and talk to a lot of people. And through that, you're going to get a lot of self-development benefits.
Gosh, that is great. Now, how can our listeners find you? Where can they connect with you? And how would they find out about those sweat crawls?
Yeah, I mean, my life is on social media. So my Instagram name, which is Eric Hinman, that's the best way to find me. And I love interacting with people. So any questions, feel free to direct message me. And I also love meeting people in the real world. So, you know, if you're in Denver or you see I'm traveling to your city, shoot me a message. I love meeting people for coffee or lunch.
That is fantastic. Well, Eric, this has been absolutely delightful. You've given some really great gold nuggets. I hope that our listeners will actually go back and listen to it again, because you really moved through a couple of them really quickly that people can miss them. So I love what you had to say very specifically about a couple of things. So I hope our listeners will go back. I also want to encourage you as listeners to subscribe to the show. That way you won't miss any of the episodes that are coming your way. We've got some really great things coming up. And if you enjoyed today's show, I hope you'll take the time to go back and leave us a review. So with that, Eric, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and being with us here on Work From Your Happy Place.
You bet. Great chatting with you, Belinda.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.